reading from The Personal Sessions, Book 4 of the Deleted Seth Material. Beginning, page 91, Deleted Session, November 7, 1977. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth. Now, in Rupert's story of Ymir, he presents a theoretical new Earth. Yet in the truest meaning of that term, Earth is ever new, for fresh energy comes into the exterior world from an interior source. Framework 2 is a source of ever-renewing energy. Now, generally, you believe that the body must wear down, become slower, that you are given so much energy at birth, a hypothetical but definite amount, which is then used up heartbeat by heartbeat. Those beliefs, of course, program your emotions and bring about their own evidence. Each creature, in its way, is born with great expectations and attempts to use whatever abilities it has to the fullest, to exercise them, and simply to thrill in their use. The day before Willie, Rob Notes 1, died, his expectations were no different than they were when he was a kitten. His illness made performance more difficult, and yet, in periods of rest, he would start out again expecting to make the same leaps, and so often he did. He did not wear himself out with worry, and so he lived a long life. The body must die. There are many means and methods, but it must not necessarily slow down for need of energy. Framework 2 provides an energy as vital as any given you at birth, and that energy constantly renews the body. I want you to understand that renewal. Literally, portions of your physical being are as new as at your birth. You have new skin. Within the framework of physical reality, then, granting the necessity for death, the body has renewing qualities that come to it from Framework 2. The cells of your body are immersed in Framework 2's reality. Your cells have great expectations on their own and rejoice to use their abilities and perform their functions. The spontaneous self, the creative self, is so immersed in Framework 2, and the creative conscious mind springs from there also, even though its focus must of necessity be in Framework 1's world of space and time. For whatever reason you feel unsafe over a long period of time, or when you begin to retreat in a frightened fashion, for there are many kinds of retreat, then you cut down your options to whatever degree, and you must of necessity cut down your expectations also. Under certain conditions, in one area or another, or sometimes in many, you have dire expectations. There are too many people who expect the worst from you, yet even when the creative self will try from Framework 2 to bring all resources possible through dreams and intuitions to alter that pessimistic process. To that degree, people are saved from themselves, so to speak, far more often than they realize. In Framework 2, all resources and knowledge are available. The position of everyone on the planet is known. The plans of each person are registered, with all of their probable variations. Dream events are not only registered there, but their possible effects upon daily life on an individual and mass basis. Look at Rupert's Turkish dream. It was as real in Framework 2 as a dish or an apple. An apple rolls if it is on sloping ground, and you can watch its progress. Rupert's dream had motion also, rolling, say, off the edge of Framework 2 into Framework 1, where lo and behold, it changes its form and becomes a book. Now, in whatever the same way, Rupert's more or less newly optimistic thoughts are inserted, say, in the opposite direction into Framework 2, where then they find their best creative form. In this case, they roll into Framework 1 as increased mobility. As I mentioned, a desire that is fitting to your nature automatically in Framework 2 collects all of the resources necessary to bring about its fulfillment in Framework 1. Because the desire is one fitting to an individual nature, it is also fitting in with the overall purposes of nature in general, so that the desire also attracts the limitless resources that are behind nature's own majesty and power. The individual is working with his nature, and with nature in general rather than against it. This causes a transforming reorganization of energy, thought, and creativity, a vast transforming process, for behind the individual is the entire good intent of nature, which springs from the resources of Framework 2. Take your break. Seth, in a basic manner, physical elements are formed originally in Framework 2, where all the necessary computations are done in terms of probabilities, so that physical events then mesh properly in space and time. In a manner of speaking, and to a certain extent, one level of dreaming almost always involves a probable event that may or may not be actualized. That portion is taken into consideration, along with the same portion of all other dreams, so that the raw material for future events is processed. This occurs on a global basis and is an ever-changing process, for free will always operates, and the field of probabilities constantly changes. In this way, private and mass events click together. This will be a brief session. All of Rupert's improvements, however, spring directly from the fact that he is freeing his desire to walk, stating it in Framework 2, where it is being brought to pass. You will indeed continue to have other experiences with Framework 2, some of a most significant and quite noticeable nature. Remember that such a clear intent is like a key, opening in Framework 2 all the resources necessary. There, however, the desire is magnified. It grows in that nutritious creative medium so that everything falls into place. Remind me, however, of your question about early man, and I will give you some material for it in our next session. I want Rupert to relax now, and will utilize part of the energy for this session in my own way to further his psychic faith and physical improvements. His interpretation of your dream, Rob notes about my father, see my notebook. Rob, Seth continues, was correct. My heartiest regards and a fond good evening to you. And, Rob notes, pointing to Willie too, who was jammed up against my left leg and elbow as I tried to write. To your friend there. Rob, okay, Seth, thank you.